Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Or interact with us on Facebook on our new Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win a free gift every day, just check in with us. That's at beunique.org, BUNEKE.org.
Warning. This show may produce side effects of increased jocularity, extensive laughter, and a little bit of extra knowledge, if you're lucky.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How are you, Gene?
Oh, I'm good, good. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
Oh, not so great.
No.
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. I feel something weird in the universe, and it may have to do with the waxing moon. We're about half moon now. We don't have a full moon yet, but we're heading toward a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I am on a leash. I feel like one of those. If you've ever seen one of those big dogs, like a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler, and there's a guy or a gal holding this dog, and the dog is just straining at the leash, wanting to go, and the person is trying to, you know, walk at a steady pace, not running amok, and the dog is pulling and pulling and pulling. That's how I feel. And I also feel like I am pulling on this leash in a mud bog up to my knees.
Wow.
And I can barely walk. I mean, I don't physically feel ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have brain fog. Some days I attribute this to brain fog. I don't have that brain fog. I had a great night's sleep last night. I'm just a little unmotivated today. And I don't understand exactly why. However, one of our unscripted sponsors, Elisa Kaler, and I were talking earlier on the phone today, and she said this is part of the awakening process, that a lot of people are feeling fatigued and exhausted. And, you know, my psychic abilities are coming more into a daily occurrence with me. I've always had certain gifts and powers of intuition.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been, I've been very fortunate to know when spirits and angels are with me. However, since the beginning of 2021, all of these gifts of mine have come more into play, and I've been much more aware. And in fact, I recently, for the first time, now I've been married to Curtis. Well, I've been with Curtis for 20 years. We've been married 16 years in May, 16 years. And for the first time, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke with his mother, who died almost 10 years before I met him. So about 30 years ago, she passed on. And one of the first things she said to me was, "I've been trying to get your attention. Thank you for noticing me." I'm like, "Well, hello," you know. So, and that was because, you know, we were talking before the show about Kenny, the cat, who's kind
right,
of
yeah.
become the take a break mascot, I think. But
popping up
he
here
was
and there.
The one. He was the one who alerted us that someone was in the house other than Curtis and me. And Curtis said, "Mary, come here. We have a visitor." It was late at night, about 10 o'clock or so. And I'm like, "This time of night? Who's visiting?" And so I went toward the front door, and Curtis said, no, no, this person's over here. So I had to start doing a process of elimination and asking questions to find out who it was. And as soon as I found out who it was, that was when she said, I'm so glad you noticed me. I've been trying to get your attention. So the cat helped me. And cats are very in tune to the spirit world.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
And so Curtis was there the whole time I was talking to his mother and translating or, you know, transferring her messages. And he had a question, which was, Mom, you and I've talked every day almost for many years, and then you stopped talking to me. Why don't I hear you anymore? Why are you speaking through Mary? And she said, because you're too damn busy. You can't quiet your mind enough to pay attention to me. So now that she's here, I'll talk to her for a while. Like, wow.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I've had short messages in response to, oh, my God, how do I do this kind of stuff. But then, in fact, I'll tell you one time, and the way some of these spirit messages come are weird. Once, probably 10 years ago, we had a toilet that wouldn't stop running. So we went and bought a new plunger, not a plunger, the float that sits in the back of the tank.
Yeah,
and
flapper. Or no, the
flapper.
Float. Yeah, float.
It was flapper and a float and all that stuff together. So I replaced it all. Curtis and I bought it together, and he went somewhere, and I thought, I'm going to surprise him and have this fixed when he comes back. That was back when I was trying to impress him still. I don't worry about that anymore. But but I replaced the toilet thing, and I made it much worse. It was horrible. I couldn't stop it from running, and it started leaking everywhere. So I turned off the water, and I cleaned up the mess, and I tried to fix it again and made it even worse than the first worse. So I sat on the floor, and I just bawled. I said, my daddy was a plumber. Why can't I figure this out? I mean, where does that kind of logic come from? Just because my dad was a plumber doesn't mean I'm a plumber. I'm an editor, but my sons can't edit for squat. But
good point.
That was how I was, you know, just because I'm a gardener doesn't mean my kids know how to garden or have an interest in it. But
well, I'll tell you though, Mary, I will say my father was an English teacher and my English is impeccable.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Sorry.
But no, that's no need to apologize. This is supposed to be a two-way conversation, but again, I take over.
I just want to hear your story. I interrupted your story.
So I'm sitting there crying and just kind of railing at the universe, going, I don't understand this. My dad was a plumber. Why can't I figure this simple little thing out? And I had an instinct or an intuition. Because I am so much smarter than the rest of the people in the entire universe, I don't bother with instructions. And I took all the components out, and I threw everything in the garbage because it was garbage day. And I wanted to get as much garbage out of my house as I could. So immediately I thought, I need to go to the garbage can. So I did, and thank goodness the truck hadn't arrived. And that was the last thing I'd thrown away was the bag with the box and the instructions and everything. So I'm looking through all this, and you know how some boxes are, they're collapsible and there's like flaps on the bottom of the box?
Yeah, yeah, folding in.
Well, under one of those flaps was a single gasket, and it was loose. It wasn't in a plastic bag or connected to anything, and that was the missing component.
The one you needed, yep.
The one I needed. All I needed was that gasket. So I grabbed the gasket, threw the stuff away, went and fixed the toilet, and it was beautiful. And it was like my dad was speaking, but just through a thought. He didn't, you know, it wasn't like I heard him but I actually heard Curtis's mother. And yet there were, I can't say that, you know, I've heard a lot of psychics say, I get an image or mm-hmm. I get an impression. I actually heard her speak in words. And I've never heard this woman's voice before in my life. But I knew it was her. And what was wacky, this was on a Monday night. And on Tuesday, I went to see Elisa. And I said, I have so much to tell you. She said, well, don't tell me. Let me see if I can figure it out. Let me see if I get anything from you. So as soon as she started, she said, okay, the word mom is coming through, but it's not your mother.
Really?
And she started, yeah, she picked up that it was a mother, and she picked up that it was she was a professional woman, his mom was a realtor, and she was a professional bookkeeper, I believe. But she was a businesswoman, and Elisa picked up on that, and she picked up on some of the messages that she had for Curtis, and the fact that she had been waiting for me to notice her, and I'm like, wow. So that's what's going on in my world. And that's why I think I'm feeling kind of tired, because this, I'm learning to use, you know how you start learning to ride a bike, or if you've never gardened before, you work new muscles. This is like I'm working new muscles through my psyche and my energy, and I am exhausted. So I'm working on trying to figure out what to do to not be so tired.
Well, I think just rest when you can and stay hydrated.
Yes. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, friends.
Is this Kathy?
Hi.
Yes, it is.
I recognized that phone number. It's so good to hear your voice. We have about 3 minutes. Are you? How's it out there?
It's a little breezy, but it's very sunny, and there's 160 people reservations for lunch.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been busy.
160 in one day for lunch? That's a lot of people.
Yep.
At Bountiful Farms in Okahumpka, right?
Correct.
Wow.
That's awesome. What a great place for lunch. It's a great place. No wonder it's getting packed. People are finding out that it's such a great place to go for lunch.
I actually miss going there.
Mm-hmm.
But
the weather's warmer now, so more people are coming out.
Yeah, so maybe it may be time to go back again.
We'll get back.
But I'll tell you, it was not a very good return on our investment the last time.
Correct. But you've been away for a while, so maybe now would be a good time.
Yeah.
We
haven't done very many creative days, and we haven't created anything. Well, we got down to 90 seconds. I don't know if the show will go into archive.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But
how's business for you? Really?
I've been extremely busy.
Awesome. Good.
That's
good to know.
The Florida Farm Finders took me out of just about, I have a half a gallon left of my raspberry leaves, and they have to wait until I now get a new batch in the fall.
Wow.
Oh.
It's seasonal. And I want to tell everybody what your website is, because if anybody wants to know anything about good healing, contact Kathy through thelittlegreenoasis.com. It's amazing. And her products, and Gene can give a good product review on your sunscreen. Actually, he did in beunique.org.
Yeah. It's great. Made my skin feel better. It really did. Transformed my skin. Yeah, you're welcome. It's great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm get back over there too.
We're down to
great,
like 10
great
seconds.
Food.
And I think this is going to shut us off as soon as the show is over. Kathy, thank you for calling.
I will call you back in a little while.
Oh, actually, this is going to let us talk a little bit longer. That's good. Sometimes it just shuts off and says,
well, that's
goodbye.
Nice.
So anybody listening in archives will hear us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was talking to Lynn earlier today about stuff, and she said, I can't wait to do another creative circle. I really want to get back into that.
I'm going to a barn raising on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing an event at a barn raising.
That should be cool. Do take pictures.
Yeah.
I know you will.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures.
Those are always cool.
Wow.
So I was gone. I was on the Gulf Coast. I went to Bradenton, Sarasota. I did a beach event on Coquina. It was on Coquina Beach. So I did an event there. It was freezing cold. I had my winter coat on, 2 layers of clothes. Mm. It was terrible. And I was like, oh, my gosh, let me go back home where it's warm. Cold it is over here on this side of town. I said, yeah, we get the Gulf wind off the Gulf, and it's cold right now.
And that's no fun.
It's a pleasant 79 today, and I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, I was telling Gene earlier that after the show, I think I'm going to go out and soak up some sun because I've just been unmotivated today. My brain is going like a dog on a leash, pulling, but my feet are stuck in mud and I can't seem to get where I need to go.
There seems to be like a shift going on again because I'm having the same issue with my body, my legs.
Yeah.
So something's going on in the atmosphere.
Alisa mentioned that, and I know that there's a lot of controversy about this. Alisa believes that 5G is messing with our bodies.
Oh, it might be. I believe so.
I'll tell you this right now. I bought a piece of shungite to carry with me to help protect me from some of the energies, the 5G energies, and there's over about 3 months, there's a giant crack going right down through the middle of it. So I'm thinking I'm getting some of these. Yeah, right down the
center. Jennifer was wearing, I think it was shungite, around her neck the other day when she was doing a filming at Green Gables, and it kept falling off her neck. So she ended up putting it in her pocket.
Yeah.
I didn't ask her if it stayed safe in her pocket.
I'm wondering if that's what's on my bracelet. I have a bracelet that's like magnetic. But I'm like telling you, I had to put it in my pocket, falling off my wrist.
That's weird.
And that was, I took that to the market because it's supposed to also be good for pain,
mm-hmm.
like relieving pain, muscular pain. And I was feeling that, so that's why I was wearing that bracelet. But it wouldn't stay on me. It kept falling off, and I was like, I know it's magnetic. And the clasp is magnetic. I know they're strong enough to stay on my wrist, but the dang thing kept falling off. So it went in my pocket. And that was, to me, that was kind of strange.
A lot of weird energy is going around right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been feeling it for a few days now.
Well, and I think, too, with the whole process shift, that people's sensitivity is way up as a general rule too. So I think simultaneous to the additional energy shift is really creating a lot of this for me anyway,
yeah.
I tell you. Mm. I feel these things so much more than I ever did. A lot of the sensitivities. Pretty wild.
Well, we open up
it is
to allow them in, and that makes a difference.
Yeah, true.
Well,
so Angie's here at the market today.
Oh,
Mimi's next to me. I don't see Paul didn't come. This is Mary. They're on the show. She sends you her best and her love too.
Awesome.
Back to her.
Tell her we're waving at the microphones for her.
Yeah.
Oh
my.
Yeah, well, it's about time for us.
Lots of new vendors out here.
Well, that's good.
Really?
Lots of new vendors. Yeah.
We may need to try to come out there. I know that Elisa is working on something with another friend of hers in the Orlando area that we want to try to get to as well. But it's all about timing, and I'm still technically on my vacation, although it's a staycation. I've just been trying to do less, and I am delighted to know that Be Unique did not shrivel up and die last week while I was basically incognito. Yeah, so that's a good sign. That makes me very happy.
They held the fort for you while you were gone. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I noticed
it. Kind of startling when you actually see it happening, isn't it?
Well, I keep getting these messages that people are missing me, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
we'll
always miss you.
Sometimes you got to take time for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely have to. And because if I don't, it's no good to be at the helm if the steering wheel or the rudder is broken and, you know, you're not the one who can fix it.
Well,
I've had to learn.
We'll get a couple of helmsmen here going.
It was a hard lesson too, wasn't it, Mary?
Very painful lesson. And you know, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else.
That's correct.
Yep.
And I've been having to learn this the hard way because I am stubborn. I'm hard-headed.
Oh, you think?
No. No, not Barry. Not you.
Well, like I was telling Gene earlier.
Why we get along. I think that's why we get along so well.
Yeah. Well, I told Gene earlier, I said, sometimes I think I know more than the universe. Although I know that I don't, I act like I do. So I have to be very careful and remember who's in charge, and it ain't me. Oh, mercy.
Oh, my.
We've definitely gone beyond our 15 minutes today. So we got 15 minutes of fame plus Kathy, and that's awesome.
That's excellent. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I wish you much, much success. I hope that you continue to stay busy and active today and can help other people heal.
I hope so, too.
Awesome.
So I'm going to say until tomorrow, we're done.
All right. Okay.
All right. See
you
everybody.
Nice.
Bye,
you
everybody.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.